to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hey guys, we got to relook this recording on Sunday, man. Hey, fucking hell, man.
you made the executive decision.
I'm not too excited about
it. Yeah, you like it.
I'm good with it.
No, but hey, Friday I went in too hard, man. Hey, I'm still recovering, man. Struggling. Yeah. No. We're old now.
No, I'm
need
fine.
Another day to recover. No.
Does it take you 2 days?
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
Because Friday we went to the cricket, then we went to karaoke.
Yeah.
Then we went to
Temple.
Tiger's Milk. Then
we
ended up
then
at Temple. I went home at like 6 a.m.
No.
And I thought I'd recover yesterday, but I...
No. Which cricket did you go to? Oh, the T20.
Yeah.
I heard people talking about what? Is it like a domestic cup or it's an international game?
I don't know, man. We're just there for the vibes, bro.
Yeah.
Okay,
oh,
but
yeah.
It wasn't South Africa.
There was a pink team and an orange team.
Oh, yeah. This one not a local. Yeah, generally, yeah. The T20, you go there for the vibe. You never really watch the cricket.
Yeah.
Well, where were you chilling? The best part to chill at the cricket looks like by the embankments, the grass area.
Oh, yes, where you can bring your camp chairs and stuff.
Yeah, and do people still pry?
No.
They used to pry. We used to go to Wanderers in Benoni when we were kids. I remember my first game I ever watched of cricket was India versus Zimbabwe.
But I think this match was short. It wasn't those four-day matches, the 2020,
that's a
right?
test cricket. So there's different formats. There's ODIs, which is 50 overs. Mm. Those are the ones where South Africa is going to generally wear green unless it's the breast cancer stuff and we'll wear pink.
Oh, okay.
And then there's the T20, which is 20 overs. That's why it's so short.
Oh,
and then
okay.
There's the test cricket where they wear white. That can last like a few days.
Yeah,
that's a bit boring. Doesn't have the fun. That's for like cricket enthusiasts and purists.
Yeah.
But T20 is for vibes, bro.
Yeah.
Oh.
But the show must go on. The show must go on.
Let's rock, nigga. 2 days, dog.
Two days.
Nah, you're too weak, bro. You need 14 days to rest because you're too weak.
Oh, it's the tequilas, man.
Anyway, and now, Marimini, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Yes, Dr. Lucas here. Tipless here. Cop ladies here. Doodoo's here. Shots is here. Jeez, it feels like so empty because, the guys are shooting piano pals now.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They're shooting piano pals and then the rest are security in case reason turns up. That's why we've got one camera guy today.
Fat checkers, yes, MP was, You know what, Penduka? I think all these amapiano artists better play off their V classes this year because AI is here, dog. AI is here. AI music has landed, guys.
Sadly.
And it's going nowhere, bro. It's going nowhere.
Okay.
It's
so all these guys
day.
Better pay their V classes now this year.
Okay.
It's a sad day for music, man.
So obviously, everybody's been talking about Ria Khopane, right?
Yeah, Ria.
He's got the first biggest amapiano hit, which is all AI, right?
You can safely say, yeah.
Yeah, what's the name of the song?
Suka.
Suka, Suka.
Is it Suka or Suka? Because the AI vocalist said Suka, but it's Suga.
It's Suga.
Well, the song is called Suga.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody has a lot
by
to...
By the way, who's Ria?
He's the guy from...
FM Music. The guy who owes Bonang 500K.
Okay.
Remember, we were speaking sideways about
and
Bonang.
And also became a porn star.
Yeah. Hey, he's doing everything to pay Bonang. Right? Bonang has got the foot on the neck. Like, it's crazy, bro. It's insane.
Okay. So what's your take on this AI music, bro?
For me, my take is AI, sadly, it's a sad day for music. It is here. It's here to stay. Mm. And because I'm directly affected, I had to remove myself from it and look at it. Now, I get it. It's technology coming to disrupt, right? And the purists, such as myself, then sound like the Ubers, the meter taxi drivers and the taxis.
Uber, yeah.
When they said, but now... You know, we've spent our life savings buying these meter taxis and these guys are just an app and they're disrupting the game, right? So it's here to stay and it will be a common feature in music. Now, I don't respect producers for me who use AI completely. AI is a great tool because there's so many things that you can do with AI. And so far, it seems like what guys are doing is going and prompting and say, this is the kind of song I want. And they're going to put words like, put jazz melody, electric piano. What is that? You could have a million songs with just that description only. So for me, it's like, you're not in control. You're not the creator of the music. You may have inspired AI to create something, but you're not the creator of the music. And then there's going to be guys who can actually make the music and who can use AI to enhance. Say, for example, you compose a beat, right? You have a sound in your head. And that's the thing about AI. You can't wake up and hear a melody in your head that goes boom, 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 and then create it. Because AI is going to do its own thing based on your prompt. Mm. Unless you've got the music theory and you'll say, let's create a song. Here's the BPM. Here is the key. These are the chords I want you to use for the piano. This is the scale of the song for all the other instruments you're going to put on. Put on a bass. Make it a slap bass and use the root notes of the chord for the bass. Now you're being very technical and whatever sound you have here comes out on the AI because you literally instructed it to play certain keys and create a song. Because at the moment, anyone is going to have an album. And you'll come back and your granny's got an AI album that sounds better. That sounds better than yours. No, for real. You do get me?
Yes,
so,
I do.
So, and then you're going to get guys who are going to create a beat. Because you know sometimes you're faced with this problem as a producer. Maybe you don't have access to session musicians, guys who've got the technical skill of playing certain instruments, right? You used to hear it a lot in Amapiano. Brazo Africa, for example, African sax. You can tell that saxophone is programmed. Mm. So some saxophones don't sound beautiful. But you've programmed, you've composed the solo or the harmony or the melody with that instrument. With AI, you can take your composition and tell the AI, play this solo, but give it a live instrumentation. That's now equal to you calling somebody who can actually play this thing and you tell them what to play. Right now, guys are using AI, and I know some people are going to say no, but some guys don't play instruments, but they produce music. That's because they sit with humans, and then they say, Mac, you the keyboard player. Then they hum a melody. Then you play it. Now, I've got control of the music. I'm creating the music. You are obviously the tool. So some people, they're doing that, but they're like locking the guys who can play. And they're like, I'm going to be gone for like 2 hours, play whatever. And then when they come back, they're like, yeah, we have a song. I created the song.
I disagree with you, man. And I love it, man. I think we need to open up the industry. I think this whole thing of gatekeeping is going to come to an end because now anyone can have a hit, bro. Like anyone can hit.
Yeah,
and I love it. And I love that, right?
Literally.
My question is then, how is that different? Because when music started, it was analog, right? So if you're playing a saxophone, you had to play the saxophone. If you're playing a guitar, you had to play the guitar. Mm. A piano, you had to play the piano. Mm. And then someone created free loops. So now, here's this technology where you don't have to play those instruments. You can just plug in your MIDI keyboard and then play any instrument you want in the world. Yes. So how's this different?
You're playing the instrument.
Yeah, but now you can't take away from the prompt.
Listen,
there is a creative process in that as well.
Like I said, there's going to be two types of producers. You see, what AI for me, I think, is going to do for the game is it's going to see the game having more output and better quality generally, even though it's producers who didn't create the songs. They prompted them. And then you're going to have...
devalue that, bro.
No, hold on. What that will do is uplift, like, the standard. And then you're going to have guys who, if they learn AI, like if a Kabza learns AI or Momo learns AI, he's using it completely different from a guy who does not know how to create music, doesn't know what a scale is, doesn't know what a chord is. And sometimes you don't even need to know these things, but... I feel like the guys with the talent eventually will still rise up because they'll use it smarter. The AI songs sound the same, bro.
And they're all 3 minutes.
Yeah, that's... Oh, by the way, yeah, like Ria Kopane's song is 2 minutes, 50-something seconds because apparently AI, Isuno, which is the biggest AI, music-making AI, doesn't allow you to have songs more than 3 minutes if you're on the free plan. Yeah. So he, so he hasn't paid.
Oh.
I'm like, Rhea, you got 700K subscribers. Come on, at least, because now for me, I don't want to lie, man. And I know maybe it's, I'm being a purist, right? But when, as a DJ, and you see a dance song that's 3 minutes, and you're, it almost strips the song of dignity. At least, here's my thing. Even with the free plan, Rhea could have easily taken that thing and made it longer.
Mm.
Like, he could have literally...
Arrangement.
Edited. You know?
Mm.
So...
Now, I'm for it, dog. I love it, man.
I'm not for it, but I've accepted that it's here as a technology.
It reminds me, you know, like even when T-Pain with the thing...
Auto-tune.
When Auto-tune came into play.
But it's different, Max, because he still needs to sing. You see, like T-Pain with the auto-tune, everybody has got the auto-tune.
Yeah, but Rhea needs to prompt. No one in this world prompted his song that he's got now.
Suga.
No one prompted that.
I wonder what the prompt was.
But you get me? No one prompted that. You can't devalue that, bro. You can't take away from that. Otherwise, we would all have Suga. But we don't. He has it because he thought about it. And he prompted it. It's the same thing like when I was saying with the analog guys, the guys that used to play live. I'm sure when they see you guys using Fruity Loops and Reason or whatever, they're like, you're not real artists because you can't play the real instrument.
For me, it's, yeah, some guys say that. Some guys say you're not a real musician if you can't play an instrument.
Thank you.
However, for me, you're a musician if you can take a song from your head and create something out of thin air. Mm. That song that you had in your head, if you can put it, if it takes you 4 days to make it, but you can... Wake up with inspiration.
Yeah, we're only 4 days. Time is mine, Chief.
Time is mine.
We've got 4 minutes.
No, let's be honest. We're gonna have AI prompters.
Yeah.
You don't create music, bruh.
Nah, they do.
Then
how come no one else except Rhea has that Suka song?
But somebody else could have the song. Could have the same song. Because one day you'll find you saying, put in a female, this is a prompt now, put in a female vocalist singing about Jesus and it's a deep house with a deep bass. And somebody else will put the same thing and we're going to have the same song one day.
What do you think, Ghost Lady?
I think with this whole debate, I like to take it home and how best I'd understand it. And my question becomes, for instance, you get your someone who bakes a cake, right? A chef. And they make this cake from scratch and they are doing everything. And then someone else is using a ready mix. At the end of the day, it's still the same cake.
Mm.
So are we going to be now debating, saying that this one, you know, this cake is more because this came, you made your own, you grew your own chicken, you were able to make your own sugar.
And if a cake is good, the cake is good.
The cake is good.
You can't give him none.
But we need to get to a point.
I can imagine, even when those things were introduced because of technology, now you're ready mixed, people complain like, mother, you know.
Isn't there ready mixed hot body or something now?
There's the hot body at Woolworths. And people still debate, like, no, you must catch your own chicken. You must kill it yourself. You can't just be going to Woolworths.
Yeah, you must have the dried blood of chicken.
Thank you.
The chicken smell.
So that's what technology does. You get things easily and it's no longer as, you know, when it's more hot, you can get more hot at Woolworths, already cleaned and just ready for you to cook it just because it's parboiled and stuff. Yeah. So at the end of the day, it's the same thing.
Let me read some comments from Chillers, right?
Okay.
Lengolo says, now it was the first song and it sounded perfect and I realized it's AI. I love his music. Keep pushing. AI is apparently taking over. Neo Wame says, AI is apparently taking over. So what can we do? What we can do is learn and not be left behind.
Yeah.
It's like when technology came, it helps do work faster. Like in my industry, we don't need to waste time hand sewing all day. We can just run a straight stitch machine, overlock machine, and cover seam machine to make a t-shirt.
Thank you.
Who knows how AI can make things more simple?
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in this AI shit because I don't know what the future holds. So I downloaded the Learn AI app as a first step into getting clued up a little bit. Let's see what AI is all about. This one is quite long. It's from Oscara. They say, people will always resist new technology. Mm. Band said the same about producers who use computer software to make music, saying they're not talented. With the benefit of hindsight, we now know that couldn't be further from the truth. What matters is the product at the end of the day. The old heads need to incorporate the AI in their processes to cut out some of the tedious tasks. Train the AI how to treat your vocals for a particular feel. Show it how you would like your mix down, mastering, etc. Quality stuff will always find its way to the top, AI or not. If you want to be a real artist, you'll stop using AI and stick to a computer software. Then after the bands will call you out for not playing real drums, you'll ditch them. You'll ditch the computer and buy instruments and start learning music theory. Then you find out that the drums are not made of real goat skin, so you get a farm to breed some goats for you and your drum kit. Then you'll see that it's been 6+ months of learning music theory, instruments, and rearing goats. So how have stopped music altogether?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know if that makes sense.
I get it.
Yeah, AI music always been on the charts. People are just hating because it's Rhea. I consume a lot of AI progressive house and the songs are good. People must stop with the hate and enjoy music. Mm-hmm. And lastly, adapt or die, bend or break. That's the law of the jungle. That's the law of physics. That's the law of nature.
True.
This is the era we're in right now. Adopt it or don't. But people are going to consume good music regardless of how it's made. AI is here to stay.
I agree. But now, and the thing is, and I can't sit and say it's not music because we hear it, it's music, and it evokes. Oh, there's this other song that's also big. I forgot the name. Sounds like African Gregorian men singing in a choir.
It's number one on Spotify.
So for me,
it's so amazing.
For me, yeah, you're hearing something. It tickles certain emotions.
Yes.
It evokes emotions. That is music.
Yeah.
But we need to be honest. It's made by AI. A human prompted it, but the genius was all in the AI.
Mm-hmm.
Truth is, yeah, for me, let's give the AI credit more than the prompter. Let's be real. And I don't mind people enjoying the music because it is still music. But the creator is the AI, not the artist. And also, you know, music is the most disrespected game. Or industry, right? Already people were flocking to music when you actually needed talent to be in music. Now you don't need talent. Ha! Everybody's making music. And my thing is, there's so much you can do with AI. But everybody wants to be a musician now. You can automate. Somebody's making money from automating a Facebook page. They're automating YouTube. They're doing all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. People must be creative. Don't just get Suno and decide. Like, there's businesses. People are using AI for different things.
The pie's big, my man. The pie's big. Yeah. Let us eat. Open up the industry. Fuck you, dog.
Hey, man. Go into something. No. Dude.
You open up the industry.
Everybody wants to be a musician
open
now.
Open that door. Yeah. Oh, no.
AI
open the door.
Why? You're opening the music door. DAW. You're opening the music door. When you could be opening other doors with the AI.
That's
what I'm saying,
people,
bro.
People are, bro.
Then open those doors, man. Everybody now, like, what's it with fame? Because there's nothing. Fame is not nice. There's nothing there. Go somewhere else with the AI. You could literally do so much with the AI, but everybody wants to make beats.
Yeah, here's some comments from some celebrities. Zungumala says, so the AI music generates income as well? Yes, it does, because it streams. Scott Smapuma says, I don't know about others. Let me speak for myself. I am not scared nor afraid, so AI must be worried about me. Euphonic says use AI to extend the music.
Yes.
And yeah, you had a lot to say as well. Prince KB weighed in as well. He's not happy. He says, you know who's fucked in this AI music era? It's the vocalist. Suggesting that he sees AI as disruptive force, especially for singers. Yeah, that's true as well.
But no, that's not true because singers, because remember, traditionally, if Gabs is on a song with a Msaki, from that one song, he gets more bookings than Msaki. Okay, maybe Msaki was a bad example because she's got her own career as a jazz, whatever artist she does, right? But generally, so now what the singers can do is get AI beat and then do the singing themselves, which is what I say producers should do. Use the AI as a tool. Like, you know, Cairo. Cairo's been making music for the longest time, but there's a song where it's his beat, then gets AI to sing. You see, now it's his creation, but AI brings something he doesn't have.
Yes.
But now what people are doing is AI is bringing everything they don't have, which is the actual skill of making the actual music.
I think AI needs to go to tenders next. Yeah. Must infiltrate there.
Yeah.
Because these comrades are boxing that money.
Yeah. You see, they could use AI, definitely.
You know, SARS uses AI now.
SARS?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, to check people's bank accounts, like transactions and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of businesses. AI, bro. Hey, man, it's crazy, bro. Mm. It's here to take over, man. Fourth industrial revolution, they call it, right? So
exciting times, man. I'm here for it, man. Yeah. I love it, bro.
Yeah,
did you guys see Pori's tweet where he showed how much he's paying in royalties, bro?
I saw that this morning.
How much is Pori making, bro? Yeah.
Pori's making... Pori, bro, is clearly making a lot.
Okay, how much?
Fact checker, can you read his tweet, what he said first, before we go into the screenshot? Can you just read that tweet? You don't have it?
There it is.
If Sony could borrow me $1 billion, most definitely I will fix the industry. Things I shouldn't reveal, but fuck it. It feels good, and it's the second time I do this. Last time was 5 million rands. 8 million rand payouts royalties from New Money Gang Music. Shout out to everyone who's been a part of MNG Artists and producers. Thank you. Definitely making more music with you guys, and I pay my taxes. Look at that, bro. There was an amount for 500,000 that he was paying royalties to. That must be Kabza, bro. He's paying Kabza there. It has to be him, bro. And I don't think he saw this, but there's an amount that came into his account, 7 million at the bottom there. You can see 7 million. Yeah, got into his account.
Pori's a big boy,
is
man.
Pori's
a big boy, bro.
Is he the biggest earning celebrity in the country?
No, man, come on. There's Black Coffee Trevor
Noah. No. Black Coffee is international, man.
Black Coffee Trevor Noah. No,
those guys are making dollars, bro. You can't compare them to those guys.
But you said it's local celebrity. They're local
celebrities. Let's not count Trevor Noah and Black Coffee.
Okay.
It's difficult to tell, man.
Bro, I think he is, man. Who's making more than Pori?
In music, possibly. In music, possibly. Yeah. In music, possibly. Mm. Yeah, possibly. Because I know that the deal with Sony, it's huge, man. People used to say 20 million, whatever. And when you look at these numbers, it almost makes sense.
Okay.
If Sony gives them 20 million and says, yeah, make music... Clearly, they're able to recoup if those are the kind of numbers they're dealing with, you know? Hence, he's like, yo, if they can borrow me $500 million, I could make things happen. Mm. And I saw Piano Pulse, and Taki said he spoke to him. He was like, he's the only one who pays royalties. Everybody else don't pay royalties. So everyone else.
Yeah.
You know, so shout out to him for doing the right thing, especially because he's always had this reputation that, well, Sir Trill gave him that reputation, didn't he? It's Sir Trill who gave, because it's only Sir Trill I've heard come out say Pori doesn't pay royalties. And there it is, man. He pays them. And obviously, what are Sir Trill's royalties when he's paid so many people their royalties?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Surely they're not that, like, in the greater scheme of things. Speaking of, do you think AI can do a song like Abeko Raid in fun? Let's be really honest.
It's going to get there, bro.
Doom, doom, doom.
Yeah,
doom,
it's going to get there, bro.
Doom, 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 doom.
You know what?
Come on. Oh, John Wick. AI will never do a John Wick, bruh.
You know when I think we should be scared of AI? It's when it starts making music without being prompted. That's the AI I'm scared of. Where it's just making music without being prompted. That's the one way I think is a bit tricky.
So who would release that then?
I don't know.
Like a song that was not even prompted.
AI will create its own record label, submit.
Jeez,
I'm sure Distro, remember there's distributions like DistroKid where you can release a song in Alex and these guys are based somewhere on the cloud. All you've got to do is sign up online, pay using Apple Pay, pay whatever amount, and then you get your music distributed. So those guys can't see if it's AI submitting. So if AI creates its own profile, its own... background story, its own bio, then you're going to have an AI, totally AI-created artist.
And it's also going to eliminate this whole thing of, hey, I didn't get paid my royalties, because Ria, it's just him. Did you see?
It's just him. He doesn't even want to, Ria does not even want to pay a graphic designer for the artwork.
Yeah.
The artwork is AI. Hey, why is it Dubonang? Hey, man, I don't want to, hey, man, why is it? Nigga, only fast thing, AI. Everything's AI, bro. Hey, he doesn't want to pay for the full version of Suno, because all the money, Bonang has got her foot on his neck. Yeah. See, man, it's crazy.
Remember on the group, JJ said something, said in 2024, a man got arrested in US. He built AI artists and built a bot army to generate streams for his AI artists.
Jeez.
Yeah. He made $10 million.
You?
Yeah. There's a story. Yes. There's a link to the story.
So do they arrest them? Don't record labels do that? It is international labels do that.
Yeah.
Create AI.
They manipulate the numbers. Yeah.
And fake streams. Mm-mm. Why is it when one guy does it, it's illegal now? But when the traditional record labels that have been robbing artists forever are doing it, it's fine.
Anyway, Fed Checker, did you guys see the new marriage law?
Oh, the anti-nuptials and the Lobola. Oh, my gosh. It's
Shots,
a mess.
Don't get married, dog. Stay single, dog. We in shit, my dog. Hey, we in shit. Wow. What's the new marriage law? And everybody's blaming Black Coffee for this.
Shame, man.
Black Coffee.
Yeah.
On the 21st of January, 2026, the Constitutional Court of South Africa had ruled that prenuptial agreements are invalid if you had a customary marriage prior.
Which is lobola.
Yes. So
it can be defined as lobola, yeah.
Yes, so if you paid lobola before, then you cannot come back later and then sign a prenuptial.
It's invalid.
It's invalid, yes. They're stating that in order for it to be valid, you are going to have to go to your matrimonial courts.
Mm.
And this was under the Section 21 of the Matrimonial Property Act. So they're basically stating that customary law is its own entity and it's seen as a single form of marriage.
And normally people,
customary marriage.
Oh.
And normally what people do is you lobola first.
Yes.
And then you do the prenups. Yes. And then you get married.
That's basic life. Yeah, that's the process. For me, I don't get it, man. These guys will sit there in these courts. It's like they don't live in South Africa. And obviously, this Roman Dutch law is going to conflict with our own traditions. Okay. And no one ever says, but first we need to do the antenuptials. Because that's what it's saying now. It's saying, if nalobola, it's immediately classified as a community, customary marriage. Yeah. And it's in community of property.
Mm.
So it goes against our culture. Now you and I have already now discussed, we're signing. And then abantabatala bayafika and they discuss these things. It's just, it goes against, our traditional laws.
I think not though. Traditional laws.
Yeah, because we've concluded that the makeup of our marriage before Abadala even sit down and agree on
Lobola. But I don't
think
Abadala manima benhlanganisa when there's that Lobola ceremony being done. They're also discussing, okay, what kind of marriage this is.
They need to now.
No, but I'm just saying it's up to
you. They need to now because the moment they walk out of that room, you are married in community of property.
Yes, but I'm saying it's fine for you to, prior that happening, for you to have a discussion. Because remember, marriage is a response. You are stepping into some kind of responsibility. So you are responsible for what kind of marriage you're going to enter. So even before your families meet, you guys can decide, this is what, you go sign on that. But at the end of the day, okay, let the... When the parents are coming together, you already have done your part. That's fine.
That's what I mean. It's weird.
No, it's not weird.
The fact that we've signed our antenuptials.
I just like, what I like about this is that it has put that weight on that. By the time when parents are coming together, that lobola ceremonies, when they start, those negotiations start, it shows that actually what you're doing is already very important. Because as Black people, we took it as this thing of like, no, sisaqala, it's just to appease. Because sometimes people are not even sure. How many times you hear people, anga lobola, but now they even lie to someone else, they are dating someone, and not declare that actually nga lobola.
And the problem with that does is
the secret is you mustn't finish the lobola. That's the secret.
No, you don't. It's not
that's
about
bad.
Finishing. That's not. You can put the 500 rand.
And then you're married.
Now you're married. So you can't play.
What's
and
next?
That's a lot of.
So
what's
so,
next? Like now when you chow, you're married.
No. Just, as soon as it comes. No one, you cannot be lying. It must get there as well. We can't play about lobola now, guys.
Okay, but my thing is also, I think the problem started because, guys, let's be honest. Ilobola was in the fun and the engagement, and the family will.
Uleta Bazali for engagement. Engagement, okay. In white culture, let's be honest. Engagement is you two are on a dinner date and he kneels. Would you marry me? He's asking basically yes or no. When Nungazo Dala by bringing your parents.
I go engagement. Asking someone to marry even in the Western world is not
umgal. It's not play, but I'm just like, it's something. It's something that you
get
do.
Married.
It's intention. Like,
and the family will recognize you guys as a couple that is recognized by the family.
Wait, Saul. What I'm trying to argue here is that engagement in the white culture is you could be overseas.
A promise
somewhere.
Of marriage.
It's a promise of marriage. It's like ukunikana ishebhe drink, you and your boyfriend, I'm promising you to marry. It's almost equivalent to that because no one knows. It can be a secret. You can engage me and you have told no one. But in the Zulu culture or just any other Black African culture, bringing parents, that's another leak. Now you're telling family.
When we classify ilobola as umshato, then why do we? Then there's no need for us now to tell wenyongo tatu kyangoti from
ekshatogini uswe. Part of the rituals.
Yeah,
it's part of the rituals.
That's the final step in a customary marriage.
But it can
that
be
says,
done on
you
the
are
day.
Now married.
It can be done on the
ulobola,
day.
None of that. You know, kuti ulobola, your ancestors don't even know umfazi wakho. No, for real, ulobola. When do they introduce the woman to the ancestors
no,
during Lobola?
No, but they do. That's why you do traditions
exactly.
In Lobola.
And Lobola is precursor to all those things.
But it
and
can
now
be
we're
done
saying Lobola umshato, therefore a lot of people just Lobola and they're done.
Fat checker?
Yes.
You're saying?
It can be done on that day too.
Ba, balobolile, ba. Anshatile, ngoko sintu, anshatile, ngoko sintu nshatile, men lobolile
phela. Yebo.
No. Then what's the point of all the other processes then if those processes are disbandable?
It's like a white wedding.
Expendable, sorry. If those they are expendable, then what's the point?
Fat checker, you
then
want
to
say
then why do you do it then if there's no... I couldn't need... I'm not close. I could fuck an EFT and I'm not close. It's craning out.
Just to add context on Saul's question... remember that in South Africa, we have what we call a hybrid law system, right? So we're mixing both the Roman Dutch laws and our African custom
and they
laws.
Clash
yes.
Sometimes.
So the reason why they did this verdict is because they want customary marriages to be equivalent and equal in front of the law, in front
yes.
of the courts, as
like.
Civil marriages.
Oh.
But it doesn't take away from all the other processes
yes.
because. When you enter court and you speak of a customary marriage, it's not just about you taking out a 2 rand and then you guys are married. There are processes and they are going to ask about those processes. So a simple thing, I don't know if you've noticed, after a lobola negotiation is done, they take the two couple outside to go walk on the streets and
humiliate. Yes.
That's seen as a celebration. Mm-hmm. According to law, it's a wedding.
Mm. You guys parade?
Yes, like there's some sort
yes.
of like parade that happens. Sometimes you just go to the door and come back inside.
Yes, yes, yeah, I know those vibes. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and Mike understands.
The
humiliation,
we celebrate. You
get now me and lock us in Shatini.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sing as one.
That can also...
I'm not going to... Okay, I'm not going to... You get light, I'm going to cool you. No. How do Amadlozis know about the meeting in the dining room in the EFT?
You can still go in Samu and go bigger.
Sam, yes. And, but that's not the official way of Ugletu Makoto Chartin, which is Saga Makoto Wala Ekai. And that's what I know is the finalization. The Lobola might be the beginning of the customary process, but the law, the white law has said it's you are married. But completely. How many people paid lobola and are in different relationships now? And those people don't, those wives don't know that if this nigga dies today, Usonto, who's also
but
married,
also so, wait,
le, wapatayola, 5,000, he has the legal claim of half of this guy's thing.
Okay.
So many situations are like that
why
now.
Why are you making it look like as if the Amadlozi, you know, the ancestors, are these difficult people who can't just be told even a day after or next week or a minute after
they are
the process? No, they are not.
Generally,
And it is still someone, if someone dies, remember with African custom, we would find that, okay, a person dies, maybe they had an accident. The family will still go fetch the spirits. So why don't we go, no, they only acknowledge them that they died. We must change the date of death because this is when the ancestors were received and wara, wara, wara. This is when the burial happened. You understand? It is what it is. If a person died then, but we can
see what it is. No, I'm just trying to say is, in our customary marriage, and a lot of things as a custom, with us, unfortunately, they involve amandlozi. So what I'm trying to say is, the classification of ilobola as umshato, we're also partly to blame for that because a lot of people found themselves bapatale ilobola and then they relax. You know, but we're seeing to miss and shot deal.
Yes.
It's literally taking umama, ufakwe chartini, is given a new name.
Yes.
Uyabigwa, no shangoti, nenyongo. All these intricate things that happen.
Yes.
And the problem is, had we, all of us seen that through as abantu bamnyama, then we wouldn't just accept to ilobola umshato. Because a lot of people see, it seems to be that's the biggest hurdle. And then balobole, 5,000 instead of the 40, whatever that was asked.
What was
asked. And then and that's what led to this problem as well. I would say Guti Lobola is not really fully married. If a nigga comes and lobolas my daughter only and that's it, and then it's like, nah, man, we must do things the right way. If no one got dying in lobola, but the marriage process can be completed.
You showed me, fact checker, that Black Coffee finally responded with the divorce thing.
Oh, under
Pendle's video. What did he say there? What was his post? So she's entitled to half of his... Half?
Yeah, because...
Fuck me.
Because they had a lobola thing, but I mean, he says... But I remember there were pictures, man, of him wearing... and it was a celebration. I remember Fresh was there with his wife and obviously the mates, you know, Oskido and them. And that, for me, looked like it. But, yeah.
She's entitled to half of his money.
Yeah, because later... Because immediately when that lobola happens and there's a celebration, Batum Shad.
Oh, there. There's the picture.
Yeah, that's the one.
I remember.
Later on, he did the prenup, but the court is now saying that is invalid because once in lobola and shatile, in community of property, unless you guys stipulated otherwise.
He's not getting less than half a billion, bro, because this guy's a billionaire, bro.
Damn, bro.
Bro.
Half a billion?
Jeez, my goodness. What no wonder he doesn't want to pay.
That's a lot of money, dog.
So, she's probably never even been to Ibiza, dog.
Yeah. I'm sure she's been.
So let that be a warning to all the men and women out there.
Anyway, what did he say?
He says, I'm probably going to get into trouble with my legal team for this comment. But as you said, this isn't just about me anymore. And keeping quiet with this hasn't helped me in any way. Either way, details of our case at this point is out there. The case you mentioned is different from our case because there was no customary marriage. However, here are a few important points to note. Some of the reasons for my appeal is one, intention. We both never intended to do a customary marriage. All details supporting this is in our case from the both of us. Either ways, details of our case at this point is... And then the second reason was prenup. We signed this as our first step to the agreed civil marriage. Even our prenup states that we were unmarried. I obviously won't divulge more than this, but I hope this carries enough weight to keep the conversation going for all.
So what is he saying?
He's saying that they signed a prenup, but they never had a customary...
I heard something like as if... The customary marriage never happened. Like, it doesn't exist.
He doesn't say it in these words, but to me it seems like celebrate ukuthi lobola maybe patelo, because definitely I think belpatelo. But
unless
according to the law, that
anything
in itself is a customary marriage.
Unless
they
never
didn't
paid.
Recognize it as a marriage.
Unless he never paid. Maybe they were just celebrating.
No, but you can't bring families to celebrate a relationship and you haven't paid Lobola. Let's be honest. No family would ever do that.
I know.
Let's
be real. But I'm just saying the way I heard it does not exist. It must either then be that he's saying I never paid any Lobola.
No, he did pay Lobola, but Utibona, they like me. Dude, there are many people out there who've paid Lobola but don't see themselves married yet. Because of Tubona, umshato is when yashato manje uthelwanga nyongo unikwa igama ezomakoti.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Only time will tell, man. We'll see how it unfolds.
Yeah, but it sounds like you're still going to fight it.
Yeah. Ghost Lady, before we come to you, all right, chillers, our partners at Hollywood Bets are turning things up with the Spinner Zonke prize drops powered by the Pragmatic Play. We are talking about a massive 5 million rand prize pool, Penduka.
Yeah, 5 million?
Yes, you could unwrap your share of cash, incredible prizes, and even brand new cars. Here's exactly how you can join in the action. For slot fans, just bet 2 rand or more on selected Pragmatic Play slots. For crash games, place a bet of 10 rand or more. For live tables, bet 100 rand or more to qualify. The competition runs every Monday, Tuesday and Thursday between 10:30 p.m. and 12:30 p.m. This promotion runs all the way until the 31st of January 2026. Click the link in the pinned comment to get started and use our promo code CHILLERS when you sign up. Of course, you must be 18 or older to participate. Please always remember to bet responsibly. And last but not least, good luck and let's get those prize drops. What you got for us, Ghost Lady?
Okay, Musa Kaula is at it again. So now this is the post that like he put up and he's exposing Julius Malema.
Oh yeah, what did Juju do?
Julius, what did Juju do?
So he puts up a picture of a lady and say, meet Julius Malema's girlfriend on the Moor. And Omore, if that's maybe
yeah,
that's
I think
how.
More is More, the one, yeah.
Onta More resides in an apartment in Hyde Park being paid by her married lover, Julius Malema. Julius Malema also gifted Onta with a white Mercedes-Benz G-Wagon worth 5 million. She previously dated Edwin Sodi before getting her groove with Julius Malema.
My lead!
Yeah.
How does Musa know everybody's side chicks, man? Like, what the fuck, bro?
Musa's got informants in the north.
Yeah.
He's a king of the north. Nah, he's got informants in the north, man. Surely. But all these... I just don't get, man. As a man, like, I would never... Okay, so a girl has already dated another, like, millionaire business person. And then you also...
You think he didn't
so
know?
There's so many women
maybe,
out there.
Maybe he didn't
no,
know.
No, bro, they share the same goals, bro.
Why? Dude, there's so many amazing, beautiful women. This is South Africa.
Yes.
Who... Number one, are not privy to the life of G-Classes, G-Wagon, Santon, etc.
Yeah.
Who is as beautiful, if not more beautiful, than the Insta girl, does not have Instagram, has not been around, and won't even cost that much to maintain. Just get a house in Boxburg or Springs or Alberton and a decent car to go around. And I don't get the joy of, she's been with so-and-so, now I'm with her. For me, that feels empty.
It's not even like
I'd never
that,
be
bro.
Happy.
Remember, when you get to Julius's level, you can only surround yourself and be in certain circles. So that's where they meet these girls. It's not like Julius is a normal person who can just go and meet someone at the random streets, for example.
Why not?
Because, bro, he's got security all the time. It's all curated, man. They meet in certain circles, and that's why they just end up swapping these girls.
Well, if they're happy with the girls, man, if I had that kind of access and those kind of resources, I wouldn't be. With the same security, I could get a girl
bro,
somewhere
so
in a public place
so
that knows nothing about anybody else or other tenderpreneur.
So you can go to Pantry right now and get a girl.
Yes.
Do you think Julius can do that?
Yeah.
No, bro. Come on.
So you're telling me Julius cannot strike up a conversation at the airport with a person they see?
No, he can, but I'm just saying that it's different. It's different levels for those guys, bro. It's different levels.
Yeah, that sounds like a prison, man. You all that success when you can't approach anybody? Just a random person?
Mm. Can we see
then
a
what's
picture?
The point she, of she, all that success?
She's she good looking.
Yeah.
She's very pretty.
Yeah, very
definitely.
Beautiful.
You'd
yeah,
smash her. You'd smash her. You'd smash it. Let's see.
Man, I feel like social media gives a lot of women, like, value they wouldn't have if they didn't have the 30,000, 40,000 followers and the fancy clothes that they wear and the fancy hotels they check in.
Mm.
It gives them a false sense of value.
Mm.
And that's why guys are paying 200K to meet a person because they got all these followers.
200K? Yo, man,
there's no hotter girls than the girl you're trying to pay 200K to meet up with or hook up with.
Mm.
On the street. This is South Africa, bro. You'll see a 10 in Noord, taxi rank. And she's a 10. Like, she's a 10.
So you think Jules is going to Noord taxi rank?
No, but you'll meet in Sandton at a KFC.
Yeah.
See, the girl who went to Sandton to go enjoy the KFC, you'll bump into her when Julius is going to Skins or going to Louis Vuitton. She may not be going to that shop, but you're sharing the same corridors, and that's when you talk to people.
What else you got for us, Ghost Lady?
Okay, another story was the Mihlali story. I don't know if you guys saw. A week ago, Mihlali put up a post, obviously saying that her life is threatened. She's got a stalker.
I saw that, shame. I was feeling so sorry for her.
Yeah, okay. It turns out because she labeled the stalker she said there on the statement that she put out that it was Michael Britz, that name of this guy who is stalking her.
Can you find a statement so we can read it out, yeah?
The statement by Mihlali.
Yeah.
Oh, she deleted it. I've got it. Well, let me...
She deleted it.
How?
That.
She deleted it.
Ha!
How?
This. Segment where she tells the world that she's under attack and she's under the stalking of a creepo and a weirdo. Why would you delete that? I mean, it's a cry for help. Why would... It's like...
Maybe she sobered up and realized, hey, no, let me...
No, but it's a cry for help. Hey, imagine me crying for justice. And then I'm like, false alarm, don't worry, I'm safe. So her deleting it doesn't mean she's safe. She doesn't have a stalker anymore.
I sent it to you, fact checker. On WhatsApp.
Because if I cried for help to my neighbors and then I'm like, that wasn't me. You hurt somebody else. That means I'm fine. Like, what does it mean that she deleted the cry for
Nothing
help?
Nothing to see here.
Wait.
Can
man.
You read the statement first, Vic?
This
is the
now deleted statement.
Yeah, the now deleted statement.
Her statement says, I'm issuing this statement as a matter of safety and self-preservation. I am deeply concerned for my life and for my well-being and for the well-being of my family. Should anything happen to me, it is important that the truth is known. For several months, I have been subjected to ongoing harassment, threats, and intimidation by a man named Michael Britz, also known as Mike. After I rejected his advance, his behavior escalated into something obsessive and frightening.
Damn.
I have personally witnessed him follow me. He has appeared at my place at work without reason and shown up in spaces where I am parked or seated as though he is monitoring me. My privacy has been repeatedly violated. Members of my family have been approached in public and people have been paid to follow me and take photographs of me without my consent. At the same time, false damaging stories about me have been circulating through blogs and online platforms.
Mm.
Some media publications repeated these allegations without verification. This has caused significant reputational harm and has further endangered my safety by presenting friction as fact. I am currently engaging with the law enforcement and taking the necessary legal steps to protect myself. I am speaking publicly not for attention and not for sympathy, but because silence has become unsafe. It is important that it is known that these concerns have been raised and that this behavior has been ongoing. As a person with influence, I understand scrutiny. Influence, however, does not equal consent. A woman does not owe access to her life, her body, or her time because she was pursued. Rejection is not provocation. Silence has cost me my peace. Speaking now is an act of self-preservation. We need to come to the point where men understand that courting a woman does not entitle them to you or your body. No means no.
Oh, so he's courting. He was courting her.
No, no, there's a statement.
Where does the
now
courting come in?
From this Michael Britt.
Oh, okay. Michael Britt.
Wow.
Nice days short here. There, so there's another.
Yeah, bro.
So he released
of their
a statement.
Lives. Yeah. It was far.
Okay. This is the statement. I, Michael Britt, wish to categorically. Oh,
woo.
Kato.
Battle, who can put
and the nominees are the category in the category of reading, in the category of the best reader. The nominees are categorically. Yeah, the nominees are
categorically.
Those ladies. Fat Checo. Taki.
Zile.
The category are. Categorically.
Wait, okay. Wish to categorically state that I do know Miss Mihlali Ndamase, as we previously had an interaction during which a prior altercation was resolved. That was the throwing of a bottle. Remember, whoa, there was a story of Mihlali threw a bottle on some guy in the club?
Damn.
Apparently it was this man.
Whoa.
Yeah, yes. Okay, Miss Ndamase and I have never had a personal or romantic relationship, nor were there any exchanges of between us. The information circulating on the internet regarding Miss Ndamase and myself is false, misleading, and damaging to both her reputation and mine, particularly as I am a family man. All right. I wish to extend my sincere apologies to both our families for the harm and distress caused by the false narratives published online.
Sure.
Hey, man, if I was a family man, married, and a woman comes out saying I'm stalking her, shit, my statement would be more scathing. I'll be like, and it's a lie. I'll be like, I'm coming for her. The lawyers will sort it out. I've got too much to lose for this girl to say I'm stalking her I'm not. So for me, Konuk Shamanzi, and why is
and
it saying...
And then there was conversations, because there was a leak of conversations between them. So it seems like there was also alleged that he's the one that helped her with the shop. Remember, she's got a boutique now. So there's a lot. It's like these two had a relationship, and yes, issues may have happened, and now there was an issue of stalking, and maybe back and forth, and maybe I don't want you no more, because obviously she insinuates that even if yes, you wanted me, and a no is a no, but at the end of the day, these two have known each other.
So there's something they're not telling us.
Yes.
There's something... I feel
and
like
there was transaction. Yeah, transactions also.
What transactions?
Apparently, he sent her about 300K.
Oh! For what? For what?
For what? Maybe it was just have a beautiful day, you know?
Ha!
I don't know.
Ha!
We don't
300K.
Know. 300K! Yeah, and apparently flowers were sent.
I get the flowers, but the 300K.
Yeah, there's posts that now she's even removed on her Instagram, which were obviously flowers or gifts that he had received from him.
Also,
so the 300K is not arresting her.
Yeah, like, she should have returned the 300K.
Yeah, like, hey, who's
now?
This person? Yeah. I'm not interested in you.
Exactly.
Take your 300K.
Or close shop. Like, don't, you know, I don't want to align to the shop of this person who just wants, I'm a hardworking woman who, you know,
I started
business from, you know,
from
my own savings, from YouTube.
Yeah, from the YouTube cosmetic videos.
Yes.
Right?
Nothing else.
Man, this was so unnecessary, man. They could have solved this over WhatsApp, bro. We didn't need to know this, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, because now we're asking questions like, hey, Mihlali, how come you don't tell us what exactly was happening? Because she made it seem like this was an obsessed fan who'd never been in touch with her.
A stan.
Yeah, she made this like this was a stan.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, I love your makeup videos, girl. I love you. You know what I mean? Let's build a foundation for a relationship.
I've been liking every video. I've been following you for years.
Yeah, exactly. No. You know what I mean? Yeah. Ganti, I.
Oh, it's shit, somebody... I forgot. How am I supposed to say this shit out?
No. I'm about to kill myself.
300K. Oh, shit, I forgot. How am I supposed to say... Oh, click process. Yeah, pain. Yeah. Accept. She must bring us into your confidence,
exactly.
Mihlali. You know, saying, yo, this is a case I've had.
Yeah.
Me and this guy met once. This was our conversation. he started getting very creepy. I want nothing to do with him. Yes, he has given me gifts. And the gift didn't mean that he's got access to me 24-7.
Yes.
Bring us into your confidence. Yeah. Tell us what happened. Because now it seems shady. You're posting, you're deleting. So what? Do you take it back?
Anyway, what got your attention, my dog, this week?
Bro, I'm worried, man. People are getting poorer and they're getting poorer. And there's always like quick debt solutions to things. There's two things. I was at Macro last week. None of my business, right? But the queue wasn't moving and I was buying alcohol. And then there's this guy. He's got a 24-pack of Savannahs and a 12-pack of beers, right? Black Label or something. And then eventually he holds up the queue and then eventually he walks out with a 6-pack of the beers and leave everything else. So I asked the lady, I'm like, hey, what's going on? Why are we, what was his issue? You know, so I'm thinking he's going to say, oh, his card wasn't. So she says, no, pay now or pay just now. So then apparently, so that's a thing where it's a solution for big products. Like if you want to buy a fridge, but the fridge is 9,000 rands and you only have 3,000 rands, for example. So you'll pay 3,000 rands that you have and then take the fridge and then pay the rest of the amount fixed rates in installments.
Okay.
So you was trying to buy the alcohol in installments.
Yes.
And then he left like at 24 pounds. I'm like, whoa, that's a... Yo, man, I don't think you should be drinking if you're going to buy this stuff in installments, bro. Like, yo, bro.
Pastor. You know, now you can even get airtime, babe, to advance. And you know.
That I get because airtime is a necessity in some instances. I'm in a car accident. We just had a flat tire. We're in the middle of nowhere. I got to call the emergency services or I got to call a family member to bring a tire or bring a jack. So I got to get airtime. Alcohol.
The groceries also. People are pushing trolleys at Woolworths, Gandibas or Coca-Cola.
You should have no business bringing Woolworths, bruh. Boxing my leg, I can get no gainer. Go to boxer, I mean. You know? Take a box. No, for real, though. If I got $100 and I want a croissant for $200, I have no business thinking about a croissant from Woolies, bro, with organic ham or whatever.
Bro, do you know there's actually a company that pays your salary before you get paid?
Ha!
Yes. Yo, there's a company that does that. They'll pay your salary like whenever you need it during the month before you get paid.
No ways, bro.
Yeah.
They advance your salary.
Yeah, they advance your salary. I forgot the name of the company, but yeah, it's a local company.
So getting to there, now there's a new company, What Wallet. They are offering electricity on pre-advanced, pre-load. Yo, bro, we in trouble, bro. For real, they're advancing some finance.
Yeah.
On electricity.
Jesus, crazy.
What you are looking for is called Pay Me Now.
Pay Me Now.
Yeah. Okay. What's Pay Me Now? Which one is it?
Pay Me Now is a financial platform that enables you to earn. Like to get your salary.
Oh, your salary.
Yes.
Ah, make pay me
bro,
now.
You see trouble. Bro. You need to
pay
look.
Pay me now. Yo.
Hey, but people are desperate, bro, man.
It's crazy. It's wild.
Yo.
It's wild.
Now you're paying electricity in advance. And I'm like, don't these people know about Ukpreacher or something? Ukpreacher, is it still a thing? It's still a thing. Don't they know? Hey, I'm not saying people must, you know. Our parents have creative ways, you know what I mean? Instead of getting bridge finance, screw the finance, just bridge. Yeah, so now there's a debt for everything, a debt thing. And in other African countries, I know a lot of Nigerians, when you talk to them, they'll be like, there's countries where there's no car finance. If you afford it, you pay for it.
You pay for it.
That's
even,
it. You save up and you pay for
even
things.
Even rent. You know you have to pay like 2 years or a year in advance. You don't pay this month-to-month rent. That's why a lot of people, when they come to South Africa, it's like, especially from other African countries, they'll be like, yo, South Africa.
This is different to what you were talking about, but you just reminded me when you were talking about your story. Did you know that South Africans spend the most amount of time on the internet than anyone else in the world.
World.
Yeah. I
world.
Kid you not. Yeah.
World.
Yes.
World.
I kid you
no
not.
Wonder please, Elon please, Musk please check. Is so hell bent on getting his thingy here, man.
We spend about 9 hours a day on the internet, more than anyone else. I think the standard rate is about 6 hours.
For real?
Yeah. And apparently we can't last more than 24 hours without being on the phone.
No, yo. I feel like that's a lie.
South Africa, above Americans.
No, this is a propaganda.
But it makes sense.
Americans.
Highest rate of unemployment. What else are you going to do if you're unemployed?
Even, you see now, remember there was recently, is it the CEO of Capitec claiming that this thing about the highest rate of employment in South Africa is questionable because remember he's the CEO of Capitec.
No, that guy wanted to. No, that guy's wrong. That guy was saying people are selling milli mil, and if you are just hustling for you're getting a gardening job or you work at Steers and they make you do gardening. That guy was wrong. That guy was trying to say people who are doing gardening as a part time or washing cars for his uncle is employed. That guy
AI songs. People that are doing AI songs.
Yeah, they're not employed. They're prompting employment. That guy was wrong. That guy was going somewhere very shady and dangerous.
No, bro, it's a fact. There's a study that was done. Please.
But we're always concerned about there's no internet in the rural areas, the townships. People don't have access. So
in Africa, I can believe it in Africa because we've got the infrastructure. You go to a random clinic and they've got internet.
Yes, you know, Patrick, bring the facts there. These guys think I'm lying.
Okay, I think you're lying, Phil.
I had to check on Google and then check on ChatGPT, and on both it says yes. Oh. So there was a study that was conducted in December 2024, and out of all the countries in the world, South Africa was on the top 40, and surprisingly, it was number one. ChatGPT also states that apparently an average person in South Africa spends 9 hours and 37 minutes per day.
Online.
And globally, the average is 6 hours and 38 minutes.
Yes. Whoa!
Crazy, right?
Yeah, I never would have expected
just
that.
Chris Excel? Maybe they just spoke to
Chris. They are watching Bo Musa, Bo Chris Excel. Bo Perry.
Wow, man, it's insane.
It's insane, bro. It's insane.
Wow.
Yeah. Even like iShowSpeed, he's got about, okay, this one I'm not sure. You can fact check this for me. Mm-hmm. But apparently, like, you know, he's got like 50 million subscribers, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But apparently, I'm not sure. Please check for us. But apparently 30 million are from South Africa.
Nah, come on. Nah.
Come on.
Nah, no way. Nah, come on. iShowSpeed is huge. The nigga goes to Poland, New Zealand, and people are waiting for him at the airport. No way, right? Nah. Nah.
That one I'm not sure. Maybe it might be 3
million. Nah,
that
one.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, but we consume a lot of internet as the Africans, bro. Like, this is just average. Bro.
Whoa.
9 hours of your day online.
What are we consuming? What are we doing?
It's YouTube. It's
TikTok.
It's TikTok.
It's the betting. The betting.
And betting.
Ah, the Hollywood bet, Super bets, all these guys.
Or in Facebook, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, Betways, they are. Yeah, those guys are all the time.
Yes, fact checker.
According to this, it doesn't state exactly which country subscribes to his content the most. However, it does state that he did reach a high milestone when he was in South Africa.
Oh, okay. Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, those numbers shot up. Yeah. Did you see his stream in Nigeria?
Hey, Nigeria, Nigeria, you let Africa down, man. Nah, let us down, bro. All the African stereotypes are there. He gets that everybody's asking for money from this guy. You know, like, bro. It was bad, man.
What happened?
And it was disorganized. Well, people were asking for money on the streams. A lot of people were asking for money Everywhere he went, it was like Africa. You know, like everybody's asking for a handout. Yep.
Whoa.
Pretty much. And then it was just badly disorganized.
Have they started rating which stream was the best from Africa?
I'm not sure.
I think we must be at the top, ne?
It's very difficult. I felt like that when
I know Kenya and Ethiopia were high as well.
People say the Kenya one was boring.
Oh, is it?
The Swaziland was very authentic, man.
You see, because I felt like South Africa was going to be the best until I realized that actually different countries have a different experience to offer. And like Eswatini, it was very traditional.
Very.
And I was like, Africa. What? Yo. Yeah.
I wanted to move in there, bro. Yo. They just got three wives, my man.
Because you wanted the wives. They all I'm together, they're happy.
Yeah, you were shocked. Like, yo, how do you do this?
So,
there were some really beautiful moments, man. Mm. I don't want to lie. Botswana, it was beautiful. He even raced that Olympic, let's see, they will. Oh,
he's still in Africa, ne?
Yeah, still in Africa.
Yo, this guy's having so much fun. This guy's living, bro. This is life, guys. We gotta be experienced, man. We gotta have experiences, bro. Like, yo, man. Every time I watch his streams, I'm like, this guy's living, bro.
Yeah, bro.
And he's so young. He just turned 21 the other day.
Dude,
Yes.
Dude.
He's lived than most people have, bro.
Yeah, pretty much. Like the amount of traveling, and he's lucky, man.
Yo. You know,
he did the right thing at the right time, which he loves, and it never feels like work, and you can tell.
Yeah. Anyway, anything else that caught your attention?
Oh, man. A lot of things, bro. Mm. The accident, shame. Rest in peace, man.
Yeah, condolences and prayers to the Vault kids.
Kids. 14 kids, jeez, bro. And I see a lot of people are saying a lot of things. And listen, I'm not defending the driver. I don't think anyone just wakes up and says, I want to kill kids. Oh, do you know that the driver... So the driver's 22 years old.
Yeah. But he looks very old.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Jeez.
And, you know, and I'm not blaming unemployment, but part of the problem is that me growing up, we never had 22-year-old drivers. It was always someone tabatala, man, who used to drive transport, you know, abobab gunene, ukoksubanbani, very mature people who,
had
through age and wisdom and patience would
kids.
Never try overtake 4 or 5 cars.
Yeah.
You know, we know that guy didn't wake up and said, I want to kill these kids. Mm. By the way, one of the surviving kids is his child. He's 22. So here's the thing. The guy was fixing a relationship with his dad, right? They recently rekindled the relationship with his dad. The dad owns the kumbi, right? And funny enough, the dad umfundisi. And some things, you're like, yo, man, such a horrible things to happen to umfundisi. You know, the owner of the vehicle umfundisi, mind you, ne? Community leader umfundisi. The son, who's 22, is umfundisi's son. He had his child in the transport, the 22-year-old. Child survived. Here's another irony. Umfundisi, the owner of the vehicle, his two kids also used the vehicle, his transport, but one was suspended from school and the other one was absent. So all the family members' kids who were in this transport or meant to be in it survived or weren't in. And look, I know someone out there will say, but we can't wish a death on a kid.
You can't
say why one of us survived. It's still kids, bro. It's still kids, you know? And to think that he had his child in there, it really looks like it was just a dumb decision. Yeah. Very dumb and reckless decision. And you see them every day. Hmm. And the thing is and that's the thing about dumb decisions when you're driving. Because now you wanted to overtake 4 cars. Oh, and sometimes there's a blind steep where you don't see the next car.
Yeah, and you can't overtake
coming.
Such
places. No, exactly. Because he put himself under pressure. And then when he got under pressure, he makes a bad decision. Because the other car allowed him to come back in.
Yeah.
So now you put yourself under pressure when there was no pressure in the beginning. And now you can't even think straight under pressure. And I've seen our government is very reactionary. Now there's this program. They've impounded, I think, 60 vehicles in the last week.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like when Warris died from trying to clean up Joburg, and then they're like, whoa, let's go to all these hijacked buildings. Yeah. Now they're trying to do that with cars. And I've been seeing a lot of accidents of students.
Yeah,
of
remember Tuso was telling us.
Tuso told us this week.
So I don't think it was this week there was a spike. It's just that now there's a spotlight on these things. And we realize that a lot of reckless people are driving our kids.
And these are kids, man.
Watch this one.
I don't want to watch.
No, it's not bad. It's not as bad.
Oh, for real.
Is it just a reversing car?
Look.
Reversing.
Look, idiot.
No.
Idiot.
And he's got kids.
No.
What an idiot. Hey, play it.
No, apparently one of the kids got into the driver's seat and was trying just to drive.
Yo. But no one died here.
No one died.
Okay.
Yeah.
Imagine your kids sitting in the back seat though, like there, bro. That's so reckless.
Like literally when they hit there.
Oh, so that's a kid.
Yeah. The driver was not in the car. It was a kid who decided to.
Who's staring?
Anyway, on a sad note, it's a sad week in the network as we bid farewell to PNC, man. It's the last show this week.
Yo, man.
PNC, man. So they're starting their own network.
Is it?
Yeah, man.
SAB what?
SABS.
SABS.
SABS Network.
Okay.
Oh,
and I think, who was first? Was it PNC or Spreading Humors? But I think PNC was like the first guys.
Is it not because of the Tahi?
No. They decided long ago, man.
Yeah.
They decided long ago, last year already. That's why they didn't even come to the year end.
Oh.
Remember the year end we had?
Okay. Yeah.
So they want to start their own thing. So what I was saying is, I remember
God's
when.
Godspeed today, man.
Yeah, I remember when. Because it was Pops' idea. So Pops came, we had a meeting. He came with Robert Boy. They're like, hey, man, we want to start the show. We want to be on your network. And it was the first, like, proof of concept of us actually building a network.
Bigger than this, outside of this show.
Yes.
Actually, it was the first show, other than Mopiano Paul.
They were the first one, yeah.
Was Spreading Humors?
I think Spreading Humors came after, bro. Spreading Humors came after, that's when we realized,
man.
Oh shit, this network thing can actually work, it's doable.
Whoa, look at it now.
You know, so shout out to PNC, man, with the skits. They've got legendary skits for days.
For days. Just the show, man. I love the show, bro.
Yeah.
For me, it's
like watching your firstborn leave the house, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're now leaving now.
To do their own thing, you know?
Now all the best, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the show.
So it's their last show this Wednesday. Is Tahi invited to the farewell?
Tahi!
No, definitely not.
I saw Tahi and I was like, bro, the guys weren't meaning harm. That was funny though. The Tahi bit was really funny, man. But I get it. To him, it's like, yo, it was a moment where they were trying to run his, not Piano Pals, I mean, PNC, but he was under attack.
You know what I mean?
And he felt like...
He was going through a lot that
Yeah, so I get how he took it. Yeah, but it was super funny, man.
But on greater news is that look out, chillers, because from the 1st of March, we've got new shows coming up. We've got a new lineup. We've got a new era. It's exciting times, man.
It's crazy.
I'm excited, man. This year's
gonna
be
excited. Let's go, bro.
So watch out. Look out for the space. It's going to be crazy this year, man. Some new shows coming.
Bro, I know you've retired, dog. But I need you to come out of retirement.
For what?
I know you're DJing. You've retired.
Yes.
I need you there. If you can come out on the 7th of March, propaganda, I'm doing my birthday.
You're taking it back home, bro.
Menzies coming out of his DJing retirement.
Yes.
He's coming out. You're coming out, my nigga.
I'm playing AI songs only.
He's fucking all the producers in the rear. He's Ria Mukwebo. Drop this fucking 7th March propaganda birthday party.
Come through, man.
Please. Bless me. That's my birthday gift.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to give Mac like 2 hours minimum.
Oh, 2 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
How much hotel?
I'll start playing on the 6th.
Yeah, you must be on the opening DJ.
Yeah, 7th March propaganda, guys. Let's
can I play
show
three
up.
Because I like 3-step now.
You can, dog. You play whatever you're a DJ, bro.
Nah,
I can't just say everybody. A lot of people will be there. You know, some are not even 3-step artists. Yeah. So,
you know
yeah.
what I've been thinking about, Ghost Lady?
Okay.
I've been thinking about doing 1K only parties.
1K only parties?
Yeah, you must bring your ID, and if you're not a 1K, you can't get in.
Yeah.
We don't want 2Ks.
19.
Yeah, we don't want 2Ks, bruh.
The way you
proper
DJs. So much black.
No phones. You know when you used to go to clubs?
With 1Ks? No. Oh, yeah, with the old ones. 1Ks, nah.
Yeah.
Oh, assume none. Proper DJs.
Proper DJs.
You want to have vinyls there?
Yeah.
Vinyls, yes.
Old school, my man. Yeah. No phones allowed.
No phones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, Aibo. Aibo, we don't want that shit.
Android.
You say, what's going to let my car? No one asked
me to. If you bring a phone, must be an Android.
Or a 3310.
Yes.
And no one must ask us why we're not sleeping at home, right?
Yeah.
No, it's just.
No.
You there?
Are you?
Somebody scream. That's the MC we want, yeah?
That's the one we want.
Somebody scream! That's a proper 1K party
yeah,
right there.
I want to do a 1K party, dog.
Yes.
1K's only. 1K's
It's a good idea.
Proper music.
So can you play piano, though?
You can play piano.
Oh, yeah. That's fine. That's
but so the 1K piano.
Only Spear and Dudu can come. Yeah.
You can't
why,
come.
Why only
them? Your fact checker is a 2,000. Nope.
No, we don't want you there.
Shorts, are you 2,000?
Oh, he's a 1K.
Shots for the 2000s or 1K.
No, he's a 1K too.
Yeah, Shots likes good music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Shots does.
Also, Tipla's also 1K.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tipla, also 1K.
No, Dudu is us.
Oh, you're 1K. Okay. Wow. You're welcome.
How? Dudu.
1K body.
Dudu. That's a good idea.
Nah. And we'll bring out the legends like DJ Mbuso, dog. When last DJ Mbuso played?
Yo, Mbuso.
Terrence
Mulife, Tata Mulife. Yo, that's been a long time, man.
Dog, when last?
Yes. Yes.
Huh? Music box.
DJ Stinkero.
Yes.
You are bring us Dunkero. You know Dunkero. It's my butter funk,
isn't
it? Yeah.
Who's also that other guy, man? He was at Sheer Music. He actually signed me there, man.
Sheer
Music, man.
Also, it was Kent.
Describe him.
Kent is 1K.
No, Kent is still playing the same set,
Kent
man.
Is still rocking. He's still playing the same set. Now Kent is still rocking.
No, Kent's,
but then Kent is bringing the 1K set to the 2000s, which is good then.
Who?
Kent. If he's still playing the same set, then he plays for the 1K.
Kent is playing the same set. I haven't had Kent in a while, but I know Kent's that set, man.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know, man. I don't know, man. I'm not a big fan of the... And everybody wants to do it like Kent, and nobody can actually do it like Kent. And you get 20 minutes of 100 songs, and it's just confusing.
DJ Toxin, T Essentials.
Oh, Toxin, EMTs. He had a vinyl shop by Garden, by Gandhi Square.
Last year, DJ Fresh was also going to do some party.
Oh, yeah, they did with Oskido.
With Oskido.
And all those guys.
That happened.
I think that we should also have a set like that as well. More DJ Fresh.
Yeah, he had it now.
The summer days.
Is it
summer days?
Ah, good times, man.
Yeah.
Classic.
All right, before we go, guys, on another sad note, we've just been making sad announcements today. We've lost our biggest blesser. Striped Horse is no longer with us. I think next week is their last week.
The horse has bolted.
Yeah, man. Shit. But shout out to Striped Horse, man. They've been with us through thick and thin.
Real ones.
They never shaked or
real ones.
Real ones, bro.
Shout out to Striped Horse.
They've never wanted to interfere with our content. Like, fucking hell, man. That
never
journey with Striped Horse has been amazing.
They live their motto. That bullshit, just beer. No bullshit. None of the other corporate bullshit, just do your thing.
They always supported us, man. Yeah, so shout out to Striped Doors.
Shout out.
But you know what they say, when one door closes, another opens.
Open the door.
We're open for business, guys.
Open the door.
If you want to see your brand here. We're open for business, guys.
The door's open.
Yeah.
The door's open.
Everyone is welcome, guys.
It's your space, this one.
Yeah, business is open, yeah.
The door's been open.
You know what I mean? So, man, hit us up, man.
Let's go.
If you want to sponsor podcasts and chill. But shout out to Striped Doors. I know you guys are doing... there's a competition we're doing for Valentine's, né? What's happening? Can you give Dudu the mic to explain? So this is their parting gift. Striped Doors, yeah?
Yeah,
what's happening?
So Valentine's is coming, so they just want to know, since our blesser has left us, obviously we'll be lonely on Valentine's Day. On Valentine's Day, who are you going to be with? Do you have someone that you're going to be with? Share your story with us, and then you'll stand a chance to win a case of Striped Horse.
So this is on socials everywhere?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we tagging
Podcast and Chill or Striped Horse?
Podcast and Chill, hashtags Striped Horse, and then tell your story.
All right, nice, man. Right. Shout out to Striped Horse. Yeah. Do you remember seeing you didn't see the owners at the 1 million event, ne? So the lady who worked at Striped Horse when we were doing the deal, they were not too sure, because podcasting is still new, so people don't really know how to maneuver in the space and navigate. Yeah, yeah. And then she came to the 1 million subscriber party. And then after that, she was like, okay.
Sold, yeah?
Yeah, she was sold.
Yeah, the 1 million was magical, bro. That's when, if you doubted that there's any power in this space, that's where you witnessed it that night. The 1 million was unstoppable, that play.
All right, cool, man. We out here. Anything else that I'm missing out?
We're still on the road to 2 million now.
Do you think we're going to hit it this year?
No, 2 million. We're we're short of what? 250,000 or something?
Somewhere there.
Bro.
But after 2 million, guys, I'm retiring, man. Now, what else can we do, man? I'm retiring, man.
You're retiring from podcasting.
Yeah, bro. What else can we do, bro?
Yeah, Val, okay. I see Valin. Yeah, Val, podcasting, cheer.
Yeah,
Val. Wait, isn't the show's closing?
Yeah.
Or are you retiring from the milestone celebrations?
No, I'm retiring from the mic, dog. I think this is my last year.
Yeah,
what else can we do, bro? We've done it all, bro.
You could never retire, man.
Bro, I'm thinking of retiring.
You're like Jordan or the shit. You can't retire from the mic.
Nah, it's my last year, dog.
You're ragging.
Because 3 million, we're going to be 60 by the time we hit 3 million.
Yeah, but what are you doing? We're not doing it for the numbers. You're doing it because you love the shit.
Wait.
Unfortunately,
yeah,
you know that. You're not doing it for the milestones and the numbers.
So what are you going to do?
Sorry?
I'm just saying, you're only going to be turning 39 this year.
You know, they say life begins at 40.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
So, can it say so salwa? You kind of like el khobile lapa.
Yeah, no, I've decided, man. It's my last year this year.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, for real.
You serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, oh, okay. for real. So, enjoy it while you can, man.
Oh, yeah, let's enjoy it while we can.
Beautiful.
So, when is your last, roughly around the last day?
When is the drop mic moment?
At the end of the year, bro.
We're counting down to.
I feel like he's doing the thing that Jay-Z and them did when they said they're retiring from music, only to come back with the. I'm coming back, you know.
Nah, bro.
I feel empty.
Something new,
I feel empty without the mic. Or something like that.
Anyway, we out here, man. Podcast and chill, boo.
Bye.
I don't buy it.